Hello everyone, my name is Bert Janssen. I'm a service engineer in the SharePoint OneDrive service engineering team. And in this demo, I'm going to explain how you can debug remote event receivers. The actual code that I'm using for this demo is based on the PNP sample named core.eventReceivers. Now, before we can start debugging in Visual Studio, we need to prepare certain things. And the main thing to set up upfront is an Azure Service Bus. The reason why is that we need Azure Service Bus to be a bridge between SharePoint running in the cloud in SharePoint Online and the service running on your developer box. Why? Because your service runs in your kind of isolated environment using localhost. And as such, SharePoint in online, when it needs to call the service, it cannot call into HTTPS localhost slash your service. That won't work because localhost is meaningless for SharePoint when running in SharePoint online. In on-premises scenarios, obviously this could work if you would have SharePoint and the code all on the same box. That model would simply work without having a service bus in between, but here it won't work. So with the service bus support we have for debugging, what will happen is that SharePoint will, instead of calling into localhost, it will call into the service bus, and Visual Studio running your code also calls into service bus, and when an event fires, the message flows over the service bus to your local running instance. And at that point the breakpoint will be hit and you can start stepping into the code. So let's first have a look at how to set up your service bus to be used in Visual Studio. Creating a new service bus for this purpose must be done using a PowerShell because the UI that's available to create a service bus doesn't allow to specify the properties that we need here. So once you have opened up your PowerShell and have loaded the Azure support module, or opened just an Azure PowerShell PowerShell session, the first thing to do is doing the add account. So you can add an Azure account to your PowerShell session, or you can log on and specify your credentials. And at that point, the session knows about your account. I already did this up front, so that should be fine for me. Then the second step is adding this new a service bus entry. So I'm gonna actually paste here some piece of PowerShell. What's important here is, and let me zoom in slightly, is that you give it a unique name that has not been used as a service bus entry before. Namespace type must be messaging. You specify the location, so if your Azure subscription is in Western Europe, you better also have this in Western Europe. It depends a bit on where your Azure subscription is located. And very important is this last one. This is the one that's not available in the UI anymore. So create ACS namespace equal true. So don't forget this one. Without that one, it will never work. So I'm going to hit enter, and if everything goes well, this service bus entry will be provisioned, and as a net result, it will show the service bus creation information. Now, while we're waiting on that one, I'm flipping over to Visual Studio, where I have loaded the core.eventReceivers project, and where I'm going to open up the properties of the core.eventReceivers project, because in this project there is there's a SharePoint tab over here which allows you to specify an Azure Service Bus connection string. So once the creation is complete, we're going to paste our connection string in here. And that's all you need to do from a Visual Studio perspective, ensuring that there is a valid connection string in here, and that's it. So let's see if in the meanwhile this one is ready. And yep, it is. So we see here that we have our connection string. So let's copy that one. Need to copy the endpoint part as well. So I'm gonna copy it. I'm copying the string here. So this should be our service bus connection string. So let's hit save here. So we have this one added. I can close this one, this project file. Next thing is starting the debug. So I put a breakpoint here at the app event receiver. So when the SharePoint calls our app installed event receiver here on the services, this service, this app event receiver service will be called. This code will fire and will end up in this process event method, and we'll see if you can hit this breakpoint. So let's press F5 and then get this one deployed. Since this is sample is using an app installed event receiver, we need to trust it upfront. So I'm gonna trust it. The application is being installed right now. So it's installing, installation is in progress. And see, our breakpoint is hit. Now let's press F10 to move forward. Check the event type, and this is an app installed event as expected. Pressing F5 to let the code continue here. So now the app installed event is further running and doing its thing, meaning creating that list and adding up an item edit event receiver. So I'm gonna log on here. And let's see, we end up in our deployed provider host application. Now I'm going to go back to the host web, because as part of this demo, a new list was added, remote event receiver jobs, and the app installed event receiver created a new event receiver for this list, so it is namely an item added event receiver. Jump into this list over here, I'm going to add a new item. On the item add, we should see our item edit event receiver fire, and as such we should also be able to hit our breakpoint again. So let's call this new item debug demo. Hello PNP friends, and hit save. Let's see what happens. And like expected, we hit our breakpoint. Gonna press F10, check the type, and it's an item edit event. Few things to keep in mind here is that I've set up your service bus properly, one, and secondly, event receivers do time out. So if you debug, especially the app installed event receiver, you cannot keep debug session alive for a long time, because it will break up things.